Amen. Well, while everybody's turning to Matthew chapter 25, we're going to start out in a very familiar passage of Scripture, and then we're going to be going to Ruth chapter 3 tonight. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Starting at verse 1, it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins,
yes,
which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." You may be seated. I'll go to Ruth in just a little bit. Praise the Lord. We want to start out in this passage of Scripture talking about the 10 virgins. Amen. A very familiar passage of Scripture that we've read from tonight. And we need to realize that there is a bridegroom that is coming someday. Amen. There's a bridegroom that is coming for a spotless bride. Amen. He's coming for a church that have made themselves ready and have prepared themselves to meet Him. Praise God. I want us to realize tonight that the Lord is coming back for His people, and there is going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. I may not know all the details and everything about it, but I know there is going to be a celebration when Christ is united with His church. Amen. I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you? Aren't you looking forward to that day that He's united with His church? Oh, praise God. I tell you what, we ought to get excited tonight knowing that our Lord cometh. Amen. And there was 5 of these virgins that were excited about it. Amen. They were prepared to meet Him. But there was 5 also that had the invitation. Amen. And knew to be ready, but they chose not to have enough oil. They chose not to prepare properly. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you tonight, but if we don't stop and realize that He's coming and that He's coming soon, and now is the time that we prepare. This old world is just a dressing room, and we're getting ready to go someplace. Amen. This old world is just a dressing room, and I tell you what, if we're not ready to meet Him, amen, He's going to come. Just like He did upon the 10 virgins, amen. 5 of them were prepared. They had extra oil that they could make the journey. And there's many in this church that you stayed on fire. You're praying and you're fasting and you're seeking the Lord and you're trying to keep yourselves ready to meet the Lord. Amen. But there's some. Amen. Sister Teresa Pridemore, in the day that we're living right now, there's many that are unconcerned about the coming of the Lord. Amen. We've had the invitation. Praise God. We've been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. We've had an invitation, but we're not making ourselves prepared for Him. While the bridegroom tarries long, Brother Brian, a lot of people are saying within themselves, Brother Pearson, our Lord tarries. He's not coming right away. We've got time to do our own thing. We've got time to go and enjoy the world a little bit. I know the lady that was saved for many, many years, amen. And at the tarrying of the Lord, amen, she decided that she was still too young. She served the Lord all those years. and didn't get to sow any wild oats, if I may. And she wanted to spend a little time sowing her wild oats. And you know what? Still today, unprepared and not ready. Church, we better get ready. We better get ready. If you turn to the book of Ruth tonight, I want to set that as a baseline, but this is kind of where we're going to be going tonight. Starting at chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, 'My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor.' She said, 'Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor.'" Amen. "But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie. And thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do." Oh, yeah. Amen. Now, all you Bible readers are familiar with the book of Ruth. Amen. We know about her journey back to Bethlehem, Judah, with her mother-in-law, and her husband, Ruth's husband's already died, along with Naomi's husband and also her other son. And as they come back on this journey, Naomi finds herself bitter. We all know the story. But Naomi, in this passage of Scripture, she's saying, "Ruth, I want everything to be well with you. Amen. I want you to find somebody. Amen. I want you to find somebody that's going to love you. I want you to find somebody that's going to marry you and inherit the land of my sons. Amen. And rear up children in their name." Come on. Hallelujah. "I want you to find somebody." But she said, now we've got to prepare this situation. Amen. We've got to plan a wedding. Come on. Come on. We've got to plan a wedding here. And she gave her some steps. Amen. And that first action, she says, "Wash thyself therefore." Amen. If we're going to make plans, Brother Tim Roberts, to make it to the marriage supper of the Lamb, we better take a lesson from Naomi. She gave her some steps, Brother Ray. She said, "Wash thyself therefore." Amen. I'm going to tell you what, we're living in a day and an hour where people think it's not necessary to be washed. I thought the psalmist said, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be white as snow." Amen. Oh, he wanted to be purged. He wanted to be all the way clean. The custom was, Brother Brad, that they take that hyssop. Amen. They would dip it into the sacrifice. They sprinkle some of the blood. Sprinkle a little bit upon the offender. Amen. But the psalmist is saying, that sprinkle just ain't enough. Amen. Come on. He said, "Purge me with hyssop. Hallelujah. And I shall be clean. Oh, hallelujah. Wash me. Hallelujah." Oh, I tell you what we're needing today is a generation of young people that's not going to be settled and satisfied with just a little sprinkling. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, can I preach to us tonight? We need a generation of young people that's not going to be satisfied with a little trinkling. Come on. In this generation that we are living in right now, if we're not careful, we've got young people and older people, middle-aged people that are going up to the altar, Brother Ray, and they're feeling a little bit better about the things that they do after they make a confession, amen. But they leave the house of God and they're still doing the same old things, committing the same old sins. You know why it is? Because we've not actually been purged by the blood of Jesus Christ the way that we need in this hour. We need to be purged. Come on, hallelujah. Why do we have so much rebellion in the churches today. I'm just preaching what I feel in my soul tonight. Why do we have so much rebellion in the house of God today? We're not being purged. Come on. We're not now. When I got saved 20 years ago, I don't hear the term as often as I used to. Amen. But the term that I always heard was pray through. Amen. I'd get a little mouthy. My sister and brother-in-law, won't you pray through? So what's that mean? Pray through till you get an answer. Amen. Get hold of something. Amen. That's going to keep you. Praise God. We need something. Get hold of something that's going to keep us. I believe the blood of Jesus Christ can keep anybody, any offender that He chooses to save. Amen. Oh, for us to say that that precious blood wasn't enough. Amen. Well, we can, the Bible says, can for us not to continue in sin. Says, shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. God forbid. Oh, and when we say that the blood wasn't enough, oh, we're saying the blood, when we continue in our sins, that's exactly what we're saying. The blood wasn't enough for my sins, but I believe, Brother Brian, that the blood of Jesus Christ that purges, that washes us, is enough for your sins. It's enough for our transgressions. Hallelujah. We need to be washed. If we're going to be prepared for the marriage supper of the Lamb, hallelujah, we're going to have to take some advice from Naomi to her daughter-in-law in preparation for that walk. For that wedding, she says, wash thyself. Therefore, when you come in contact with the blood, now I don't know the whole list. I wish I would have memorized it. In one point in time, I do it. Sometimes I'll memorize scriptures, and then I forget them. Amen. Thank you, Brother Goins. But it tells us that thieves won't inherit the kingdom of God. Drunkards won't inherit. Effeminate. Abusers of themselves with mankind. Come on. Come on. There's going to be a lot of things not going. And but the adulterers, fornicators. But the Bible also says, and such were some of you. But now ye are washed. Now ye are justified. Now ye are sanctified. Oh, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we've got an opportunity to be washed. Justified. I tell you why you can be purged with that blood so good. Hallelujah. That it's just as if I never had sinned. Justified. Praise God. We need some men and women, young people. I'm going to be washed. Washed. Praise God. That second action. She goes, and anoint thee. Anoint you. You know, if there's ever a thing that we needed in preparation for the wedding, hey man, it's an anointing. Come on, Unger's Bible Dictionary. They gave a definition that interested me at Charlotte. It said the anointing also represents an efficient aid. Hallelujah. I kind of like that. Inefficient. It's aid in whatever you need. Hallelujah. Come on, there's something about an anointing, Sister Teresa. Amen. That we can't get away from, Brother Ray. Oh, I tell you what she was saying to Ruth, she's saying, go put you on some perfume. Come on now. Hallelujah. Put you on some of that good smelling oil. Hallelujah. Come on, we're getting you prepared for a wedding. Praise God. And you know the children of God, they've got a fragrance about them. When you've got the anointing in your life, there is a difference. There's an aroma about you that the world cannot deny. There's something about you that this world is looking at and they're saying, There's something different about them. Come on, they can see it. They can smell it. They can sense it. What is it, Brother Aaron? It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost, my brother. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost, brother. It's an efficient aid, and it's all we need. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young people, you say, well, I go to church and I'm faithful. Why do I need to have the anointing? Amen, brother. The devil goes to church. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. He's in the pew before you are. Come on, there to torment and to talk to you. He's there to accuse the brethren. Say, why do I need the anointing? I don't want to act that way. Come on. Oh, I don't want to act that way. Hi, mama, she dances like that. Oh my goodness, I don't want to get in and act like mama. You better start getting in and acting like mama, amen. You better get hold of what mama's got so that you can be prepared for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, church, we're getting in an hour when we feel like the anointing in our services isn't vital anymore, Brother John. Come on, hallelujah. Come on. We feel like it's not vital anymore. Why do we need to shout? Why do we need to praise? Why do we need to talk in tongues? Why is these things important? It's important. It's important because if you're going to make it, amen, you're going to have an efficient aid, amen. I can't make it, Brother Pearson, by myself. I need somebody to aid me, Brother Andy. I need somebody to help me through, brother. I'm not able to do it by myself. I need the anointing. Brother Ray, we were in a battle together one time. Amen. What got us through? The anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What got us through that battle? It was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Things unexplainable. Amen. The way the Holy Ghost would come by and stop different situations. Amen. Hallelujah. He would come to our rescue. He would come and help us. He would come bless us, Sister Alice. Times that you felt like you were at your wit's end. And I seen you break down a ball. Why was it? You were at your wit's end. But that efficient aid come by and come through and said, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to give up on you. Amen. We need the anointing today. Come on. We don't need three songs and a four-point sermonette, a five-minute altar call, two-minute prayer request. Amen. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If we're going to be prepared in this world, if we're going to be prepared for that wedding, if we're going to be prepared to meet Him, be washed. Have on the anointing. And she said, and she also said in verse 3, and put thy raiment. She said, and put thy raiment upon thee. Ruth, you've been out in those fields of working hard. Hallelujah. You've been out there in the world and you've gotten dirty. Come on. I don't know about you, but when I was out in the world, I got dirty. Come on. I was 18 years old when I got saved, and I may not have got as deep as some, but I was plenty dirty. Amen. Plenty in a mess. Praise God. But when I got saved, Brother Brad, hallelujah, I put on some new clothes. Hallelujah. He washed me. Hallelujah. He placed the Spirit of Christ within me. Amen. And then I went and changed some garments. I got home. You know, there were some things that I started laying down. Come on. When I got saved, there were some things I started laying down. I went to my room. I went to my bedroom. Come on. The very night that I got saved, went to my bedroom. Had a television up on my nightstand. Come on, my very own.
Get the devil by the tail. jail.
Hallelujah. Barbarian. But you know, the night that I got saved, I got home, I thought it's time for my favorite program. Got ready to turn it on and just something spoke to me. Got ready to do it again. So what is this? Amen. I said, Mama, you're going to have to get that thing out of my room.
Come on.
Glory. You're going to have to get that thing out of my room. You know what? That kind of preaching ain't popular preaching in the church today. But when you get good and saved, you'll put on some new clothes. Come on. You know what, generation mamas and daddies? You didn't have a television, but some of us, we've moved monitors into our house. But you know what the next generation's going to do? They're going to have cable. They're going to have the works. You know why? Because we're letting down. Come on. We need to remember that our clothes need to be new. Come on. The old things are passed away. Come on. Come on. When you get saved, you'll stop fornicating. You'll stop murdering. Hallelujah. Whether it's with your mouth or with your hands. Come on. When you get saved, there's a lot of things you're going to get if you give up. Praise God. But if we're not careful, we'll sit down and we'll watch it on the television every day. Come on. Come on. I remember Sister Carol Ann, pastor's wife, years ago when I first got saved. She said that a lot of people say there's good things on television.
Wow.
That's a big question.
What is it?
But one thing she said, it's just like putting a good biscuit in a slop bucket. I'm not going to dig it through the slop to get the good biscuit out. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, it ain't worth it. Oh, we get around those things and they pull at us, don't they? I'm guilty. I've been around them when they pulled at me. But praise God for the grace of God that would pull me out, hallelujah, and say, don't you start letting down. Don't you start giving up. Don't you quit on what God's dealt with you about. Praise God. And then I stop, Brother John, and I remember those new clothes. Hallelujah. It'll change the places we go. Woo, hallelujah. I don't know why the pastor preaches that way. Come on, I'll tell you what. It's time we put on some new clothes. Hallelujah. It's time that we, the church of God, get the power of God moving back in our lives and in our souls and change our clothes. Hallelujah. I want to be prepared for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Say, you won't. Why do you have to put on new clothes? When Legion came to Jesus. Come on. Full of demons. They called him Legion because he had a legion. Amen. All those demons were inside of him. He ran around cutting himself and he was naked. Come on. Naked and crazy. But when he came in contact with Jesus, Sister Teresa, and those demon spirits came out of him, they found him at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Oh, you say, well, what's that supposed to mean? When you wear clothes, it's a good sign of a sound mind. Whew, hallelujah. When you put on those good clothes, the clothes of right, you're clothed in righteousness, it's a sure sign of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And that's what we're lacking in the church world today. Come on. Girls, you won't wear the things you used to wear. Come on, I'm just an old-time holiness preacher. So you bear with me. You won't wear the things you used to wear. And mamas, you ought to make sure that they don't wear the things they used to wear. Come on. Hallelujah. We're living in a day and hour. Brother, it's bad enough you can't even go to Walmart and at the cash register without turning your head. Woo, we're in a battle. Come on. We're in a battle, ain't we, brothers? We can't even go to Walmart and look at the counter without the devil pulling and telling you we shouldn't have to come to the house of God and look at it too. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Dresses have went from down here to barely at the knee. Come on. The blouses are so tight, they're form-fitting. Mamas, get hold of those girls. Hallelujah. They will not have no demonstration for this generation if we don't get the power of God and moving in the midst of His people. You won't be prepared. You'll be like those five foolish virgins. Unprepared. Not ready to meet Him. You had an invitation, but you weren't ready to go because you didn't have no oil. Come on. Brother Ray, I'm feeling good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need it in this generation. It's fallen off. It's fallen out. Say, Brother Mike, we can't be hard on our children. Yes, we can. Oh, but they won't think I love them. It's called tough love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ever heard of tough love? Oh, I heard it from my dad every other day. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. And sometimes it hurt. But He loves me. Hallelujah. You know what we need? We need to get hold of this generation that they're prepared for a wedding. Say, but if I dress all that modesty, come on. If I dress the way that you all think that we should dress, I'll never find a husband. Well, the kind of husband that you would be drawing their attention ain't the kind of man you need anyway. Come on. Hallelujah. You say, oh, I got to wear it tight. I've got to wear it high. If I want to get me a man, that ain't the kind of man you need to draw his attention. Amen. You're going to need a man that's going to love you for what's inside of you. Amen. Amen. You're going to need a man that loves you for your holiness. Oh, but if he likes the way I dress, well, you better get away from that devil. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You better get away from that devil because just a little while, you'll have a wedding. Yeah, you might get married after a baby or two comes around. And you guess what? He's going to look for somebody that looks just like you used to. Amen? Amen. That ain't the kind of attention that you need to draw. I tell you what you need. You need to draw a man that's going to love you for your holiness, for your conviction, for the power of God that's in your life. I want to be ready. How about you? Hallelujah. As the wife comes to the piano. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. I'm winding down. Hallelujah. I know it's getting late. I'm hoping I'm helping somebody. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it wasn't long until Ruth, she had Boaz. Come on. She had Boaz. You know, there was somebody else that had a higher bid. He was the unnamed kinsman. Come on, brother. He was the unnamed kinsman. He had a higher bid. You know, Satan had a higher bid upon my soul. Amen. But the unnamed kinsman didn't love Ruth. Boaz did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil don't love you, but Jesus does. Your kinsman redeemer, amen. He loves you. He loves your soul. Amen. That's what you need. That's what we need, Brother Ray. That's what we need. I want to be ready. How about you? Hallelujah. You want to sing? I'm going back. You going to help us? Let's all gather in. Young people, you have the first opportunity. Let's stand.